Monday night, 7th Ward Alderman Ben Uzlak said he'd offer two amendments next week to his ordinance that, if approved, would ask voters to reduce the size of the council from 14 to 8 members. After the meeting, Uzlak said he wants city residents to contact their alderman about his amendments.
What I would really ask for the public is to get in touch with their alderman and to state whether they're in favor of having 10 wards, which would be one alderman per ward, or 5 wards with 2 aldermen per ward. And then we can use that to influence the discussion next week. Make the amendment, and if that were to pass, then we'll vote on the amended ordinance, which then, if that passes, would still go to the voters in November.
5 aldermen said they had heard from residents opposed to the ordinance. Their feedback was that the current setup of 7 wards with 2 aldermen per ward should not change. After the meeting, Uzlak said he would be disappointed if the ordinance didn't pass, but added,
I'm one of 14. So I have my own voice. Everybody else up here has their own as well. We're all elected to represent the citizens of our wards, and I think that everyone up here will vote how they think will represent the citizens of their ward. So in that sense, no, I won't be disappointed.
Final vote will be held next Monday night. The council also approved resolutions reassigning the fixed base operator lease at Quincy Regional Airport from Great River Aviation to Aero Management Group. Aero Management is Great River's parent company. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.